The future of accounting isn't just about numbers and financial statements. It's about empowering businesses to make informed decisions, navigate complex challenges, achieve their financial goals. And everyone recognizes that accountants are at the heart of this and must become trusted partners. With business acumen, expertise in data analytics, storytelling, strategic guidance, taking the clients towards success. And whatever your role is in this ecosystem, you need to stay ahead of the curve to stay relevant. And that's why this Accounting Answers podcast was conceived, to keep you informed and competitive. I'm your host, Rob Brown, and I've interviewed 111 accounting experts, leaders, advisors, vendors, and influencers in the last few months, and collected for you the very best and latest thinking on what works and what is coming up. In this weekday show, 10 to 15 minutes gets you the lowdown on what matters today in the rapidly evolving accounting landscape. And the profession is shedding its traditional image of number crunching, embracing a bold new future. Data, technology, strategic guidance reign supreme. I've asked the same five questions throughout, covering the next generation of accountants, the proactive advice they need to be given, the drivers of change, the role of tech and software vendors, plus the best predictions for the next few years. Let's get started and hear what our experts have to say. We've been focusing all this week on the question, what could the tech software vendors do better to serve accountants? The answers you hear cover the vendor-accountant relationship and the needs of accountants that are not being addressed by current accounting software. How could this software be more user-friendly and intuitive for accountants and their clients? How is AI playing its part in the evolution of the accounting role? All these aspects and more come out as we check out the answers of our resident experts. Up next is the wonderful Roger Connect, president of Universal Accounting Center, author, host, father, husband, who brings a holistic approach to accounting education, focusing on both personal and professional growth.
Beautiful question. My thinking is that the accounting software, the programs, the vendors that are out there servicing the accounting community need to actually help us not just do tactile work, the commoditization of the work of the accounting that we do. What they need to do is therefore basically help us answer the question of how does this apply or what's next? And I'm going to suggest that what every accounting vendor, every software company that services the accounting community needs to answer is therefore what? Here we are, we're doing this automation, we're systematizing this process, we're automating this, we're bringing in the AI. Once we have all this systematized, therefore, how do we actually take this to the clients we service and help them take this systemization that we've done, the automation that we've done, and now answer the question, therefore what? And that's something that I would like to see every company be able to explain and answer. They've systematized something, they've accelerated the process of doing something, simplified it, therefore what?
Joining the debate now is Russell Crane, Director of Transformation at Gravita, where his expertise with technology is redefining how accounting firms leverage technology for better service delivery.
Absolutely. And two things always stick out for me, and I've spoken to many vendors about this as well. So one is optimizing their platform, as I think too often vendors can leave accounting firms to figure it out on their own, which can result in suboptimal use, reduces the return on investment from the firm, which means that sometimes they give up on software adoption at all because they don't see the benefit. Plus, there's a lot of wastage in the cloud accounting space with undeployed subscriptions floating all over the place that firms are paying for, which are sort of being returned as adoption metrics for software vendors, which are skewing the actual adoption rates. I think practices have a scattered approach to technology adoption as they move from platform to platform, looking for some magic secret bullet to success. So I think getting the best out of the platforms, absolutely from a vendor perspective, is a focus. And then secondly, is the soft skill and change management support, because these are skills that accountants don't inherently have and they're not trained on. So when you do your training, you don't get trained on change management, transformation, soft skills. So any support bringing people along on the journey is value add from a software vendor perspective. And we've seen this with some vendors historically who have paired a partner consultant with an account manager to help deliver and deploy to get the most from a solution, which then leverages the best return on investment for the business and the business owner or the practice. But from a vendor perspective, you've got the optimal long-term value in terms of the client stickiness. So when you kind of pair, best in breed technology with an accountant optimized, you end up with the best overall result, from my experience anyway.
And now insights from Seth Feinberg, business journalist and accounting profession consultant and content strategist, who uses his media expertise to elevate the conversations around accounting practices and industry trends.
Talk to each other more. Be present. Look, you listen on both sides. They both need to be on the same page a lot more. I understand that developers on the software side, you know, they tend to do things in a bit of their own bubble, just as accountants do. Accountants do things in their own way. It's one of the reasons why, particularly with practice management systems, there's always something that frustrates the accountant, because it's not that necessarily something wasn't built right for them. It's just, they just have their own way of doing things. So there are certain things that exist in a bubble on the developer side, on the accountant side, but by and large, they're only going to, you really, you know, move everything forward, move the entire profession forward if they're on the same page more. So that's something I think that they should be doing better to, you know, to serve accountants.
We now turn to Siddharth Kothari, owner of Digital Outsourcing Services, a strategic partner to accountants where he provides innovative outsourcing solutions that enhance efficiency and capacity for accounting firms all over the world.
So right now, there are very tight competition in the technology industry to provide more and more solutions to the accountancy industry. And there are very good companies who have come through a very breakthrough technology to do much of an impact on how accountancy firms are working. Let's just think of bookkeeping, right? It has changed significantly on how everyone is working right now all over the world. But the thing is, now the accountancy firms would also be looking on how they're leveraging technology. Because if they are subscribing to, let's say, 10 different technologies, one would be for bookkeeping or tech accounting or practice management or taxes, filings, everything. The most important thing they would be looking for, they should be looking for, is that the technology should not be overlapping different subscriptions, different technologies that they're already using. So the tech industry would be now also focusing on those areas, that how they are being niche in their services, their products, their service developers. And the second thing is that would be a game changing is the strong customer back office support. Because if they are having an issues on a real-time basis for their accounts, for their audits, for any other requirements, they should have a team in the software companies, in the tech companies, who will be available to speak to them, provide a solution at that moment, and the accountancy don't miss out any deadlines, or they don't feel any backlogs because of that. So yeah, that would be much positive impact.
Next up is a favorite of mine, one of the most respected accounting influencers in the United Kingdom, and certainly a big figure in the round table that we run here. It's Steve Cox, accountant, thought leader, technology strategist, 20-year software vendor veteran, who brings a wealth of experience in leveraging technology to solve complex accounting challenges. Here he comes.
Being a software vendor and working for one for many, many years, we've worked hand in glove with accountants globally for, well, certainly for my reign of 21 years, but from an Irish perspective for 45 years. However, is the job done? No. We've got to continue to work really closely with accountants and bookkeepers to be able to understand what they need. So it's a constant listening piece, which is something that any software vendor should be doing, is listening to the profession to understand the challenges of what's going on. What could we be doing better? Ultimately, showing people how to use the software better, how to get the most out of it. It's a worrying statistic that actually most firms that buy software only use about 20% of its functionality. You're not getting a great return on your investment for that. It's on the software vendors' primary objectives to get them to use as much as possible. It doesn't drive additional revenue. Does do is drive customer satisfaction. And ultimately, a happy customer is one that's going to stay longer and buy more. So actually, it's a win-win for both. So really, it's around, how do you get the most out of the software that we're providing to accountants?
So So there you have five great answers to the question, what could the tech and software vendors do better to serve accountants? Each working day of the week, Monday through Friday, we give you the insights of five top influencers in the accounting world on this critical area of the tech providers, software vendors, and how they serve accountants. That's 25 valuable perspectives, viewpoints, and best thinking every week. And with each fresh week comes a fresh question and more thoughts from the best accounting leaders and influencers we can find. Thanks for listening to this brand new Accounting Answers podcast and sharing the show with your friends. If you want to join the conversation, you can plug into our community of influencers at accountinginfluencers.com and check out our virtual speed networking events. These happen every few months for the North America region and the UK Europe region. They're great opportunities to raise your profile, build valuable connections, and share your thoughts with influential peers. Until next time, this is your host, Rob Brown, saying stay informed, stay relevant, and stay connected.